Nobel Peace Prize laureate and education activist Malala Yousafzai returned to her home village Barkana in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa's Shangla district on Wednesday, 13 years after surviving an assassination attempt by militants. Yousafzai was a 15-year-old schoolgirl when Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, TTP, militants boarded a bus and shot her in the head in the remote Swat Valley near the Afghanistan border. She has made rare visits to the valley since, but it was the first time she returned to her childhood home in Shangla since being evacuated to the United Kingdom after the attack. "As a child, I spent every holiday in Shangla, Pakistan, playing by the river and sharing meals with my extended family," she said on X. "It was such a joy for me to return there today, after 13 long years, to be surrounded by the mountains, dip my hands in the cold river, and laugh with my beloved cousins. This place is very dear to my heart, and I hope to return again and again." Yousafzai was accompanied by her father, husband, and brother for the high security visit by helicopter, which lasted just 3 hours. The area was sealed off for several hours to provide security for her visit on Wednesday, which included a stop at local education projects backed by her Malala Fund. Her visit was kept highly secret to avoid any untoward incidents, a senior administration official told AFP on condition of anonymity, as he was not authorized to speak to the media. Even the locals were unaware of her plans to visit. She went on to become an education activist and the world's youngest Nobel Peace Prize winner at age 17. In January, she addressed Muslim world leaders at an education conference in Islamabad, where she called for action against the Afghan Taliban, who have banned teenage girls from going to school. "I pray for peace in every corner of our beautiful country. The recent attacks, including in Banu yesterday, are heartbreaking," Yousafzai said of the attack.